Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's close, man. McCarthy's in there. There's a lot to like about McCarthy. A lot of people think that this is kind of a manufactured guy and they're pushing him up boards. Like, that's not it at all. This kid's really talented too. So it's a packed group.
That's Jim Nagy, who just joined us, who runs the Senior Bowl. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Danny, do me a quick favor.
Yes, sir.
Take a sip of that drink real quick.
The tea or my water?
Either one.
I'm going to do the tea. Here we go. This is my tea. Keep myself, the throat calm.
Okay.
Feel good. Here we go.
That's a little bit. A little bit. As who do we do? De Niro? A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
Who was it on the chat here? I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Who's telling me on our, we're now streamed on YouTube. He's in the chat, and he says, Danny holds his cup with his pinky finger out when he
oftentimes
takes a drink.
I do, yeah. So watch. This
Ed Swain is joning a little bit on how you drink your drink.
I have done that.
Or as my son says, bink your bink.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'll bink my bink.
Yeah, Joan away. I have, I would say probably half the time I'm pinky out.
Now, Walter says it means you're fancy and that he needs to leave you alone.
Well. Either way, leave me alone.
Like, you are very fancy.
I would consider myself pretty fancy. Yeah, but the pinky sometimes will come off. Sometimes it's on.
I have many leather bound books. My apartment smells of rich mahogany. For you, your version of that is like, what are your guilty? You wear pink pants sometimes.
Sure,
that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, you wear
shoes without socks and high water pants to your like you
events,
are a fancy
yeah.
boy. You'll never go anywhere dressed up without a
pocket square.
Pocket square. Well, what else do you got? That's Danny is fancy.
Sure.
Are you the guy that holds your drink in your left hand at all times?
No.
So that your right is free to shake hands?
That, by the way.
They teach you that at like St. Albans High School.
Yes, they do. That is great etiquette. I don't always do that. And I try to make a habit of doing so to make sure. For example, you need to know certain things. Like the name tag should be on the side of where the hand is going to shake. So your left shoulder, your left breast is where the name tag is going to be, right? So you follow that across, you can see someone's name closer to looking them in the eye. If you're at an event where there's a name tag.
Not familiar with that.
You want your left hand with the cocktail, if there is one, whatever your beverage. But yeah, I mean, there are sorts of things.
Between the hand and the glass so that the hand isn't cold.
Well, right? Yeah, obviously if you can help it. I mean, you're not going to take an appetizer or a cocktail without a napkin.
You wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that. I mean, we're civilized people, for goodness sakes.
As Jim Tomasola would like to say, you wouldn't do that, but you wouldn't do it
either. You wouldn't do it either.
Can we put a Sharpie through J.J. McCarthy at number two?
No. Now, well, let me say this. Sorry. If you buy what I'm selling that nobody really knows yet, and they're going to do their own thing, then no.
Well, I don't think that's something you're selling. I think that's a fact. I mean, that's binary, like fact or fiction, yeah? That Peters has not told anybody what he's doing. So if somebody's found out, they've gleaned some information, they've passed it along game of telephone, but nobody has reported what they're doing because nobody's been told definitively what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're saying is correct. Like, we don't know. And are you saying if so facto, then you can't put a Sharpie through anything? Or are you doing that?
Like, fair enough. No.
Like, to me, you could put a Sharpie through Bo Nix.
Yeah, I'm not doing the Kyle Shanahan, man, we don't even know if the sun's coming up on Sunday. Like, I'm not doing that.
Which is so good.
Which is a great bit. But to me, again, we're all a product of our environment and our experiences. My favorite athletes of all time are Cal Ripken Jr. and Art Monk. You know what I value in sports? Consistency. I wonder where I got that from. I'm a product of my fandom, of my environment, of the schools of thought, right? Every coach I ever had valued working every day versus highs and lows and undulations, right? So that's how I'm wired as a sports commentator, a talking head, whatever you want to call me. That's what my proclivities are. He comes from three different places where he has cut his teeth, San Francisco, New England, and Denver to a degree, where it wasn't the runaround Sue type quarterback, where it was more, we win because we execute better, we're more physical, we have winning traits with quarterbacking. I wonder how, did the Trey Lance experience scar him, right? Where he goes, I don't want a dude that's a world-class athlete. I want predictable Peter that's going to follow exactly what the coach says. We have no idea is my point.
I do think they're taking Jaden Daniels, and I would go as far as to say I'll be very surprised if they don't. But I think it's important that we keep coming back to home base, which is they could take Drake May. How do we know? And I don't think you can cross J.J. McCarthy off the list. My reasoning for a potential stunner, as low a chance as there is at this point, we have an ownership group that'll be in the draft room for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea how and what they do when they operate as running a football team. We have a general manager who has never done this before. We know what he is as a scout. There's a track record there. We know what he is running a department, putting together a board for John Lynch. This is a whole new role. He's never done this. Newmark in this role. Brand new. If there's ever a time when a club could stun everyone, it's when you don't know how they think, how they operate, how they act. All of our predictions and assumptions, which is really what they are right now, are based on conventional wisdom,
mm-hmm.
like common sense, and then what a couple reporters are hearing. But where did that get us with the coaching search? And I think this is different because you weren't trying to keep a secret for 3 months then, where it seems like as much as they've tried, they haven't been able to keep the Jaden Daniels secret as we get closer and closer to the draft. But I'm just saying that while I don't think they're going to go McCarthy, in a situation where a team took someone and shocked everybody this high in the draft, I would say it would be more likely than not that the team that everyone got wrong what they were going to do is just the team we've never seen them do it. So we didn't know what to expect. How could you possibly know what Peters thinks, what Newmark thinks, what this ownership thinks? This kind of screams everybody's guessing. And that's why I'm saying I don't think you can rule out McCarthy. Put the Sharpie away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't write. You could say 80% chance it's Daniels or, you know, whatever the betting market says. Fine. But there's got to be some May and there's got to be some McCarthy in there until you hear them say, Jaden Daniels, LSU. Because nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, to me, just my quick add-on, again, is just an expounding on that one point. Once you've got a track record for a guy, right, for example, Scott McLuhan, we know, he didn't mind a bigger linebacker that was going to come downhill, football players. So, okay, so when you get to our third or fourth draft, if you'd gotten there before they fired him and then planted embarrassing stories about him, but had he gotten to the third or fourth draft, we'd have gone, hey, this linebacker that's 230 pounds and runs is probably a hybrid safety. Maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe he likes this big linebacker. Again, I'm just sort of making up an example. We don't have any of that. We have no data. All we have are previous stops, where Peters was obviously heavily involved in various ways in terms of the discussions. What did he learn? What did he glean as his philosophy when it was his turn to run the ship? We don't know yet. We think. We've heard him be very gregarious and gracious, thanking everybody in the room, but we still don't know how he runs it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.